Breakfast. Visit whipplesvolkswagen.com.au for the best new car deals, from the award-winning Golf to the bi-turbo Amarok. When it comes to hot tipsters, these guys are really cool. It's footy tipping at its best in the smelly boot on the Darling Downs Triple M.
And we welcome our experts this morning. Good morning to you, Garv. Are you okay?
Mate, not too bad this morning. We've moved on. It's all history.
Right. Okay. He's moved on already. There you go. And a very good morning to Paul Solid Reedy from K&R Plumbing Supplies and the Western Mustangs. G'day, mate.
Yeah, g'day, everyone.
Now, last night, the Dragons and the Rabbitohs, or I probably should just quickly say last week, Gov, you and I with 5 and Solid with 4 out of 8. So it's not a bad start to the season. We're all at least 50% or better. So we kicked off pretty well there last week. I'm rueing the fact I didn't tip Parramatta. But anyway, you were spot on. And yes, I got all the text messages from Solid in the afternoon as Parramatta did a number on Penrith. I was thinking it was shades of last year when it got to 14-12, but anyway, we'll get to that in a moment. Last night, Dragons, Rabbitohs, the Wayne Bennett-led Rabbits certainly did the number in the second half on the Dragons. For the first 40 minutes, Gov, you were well and truly in it.
Yeah, well, look, McGregor's halftime speech must have been a cracker because we were on fire in the first 40, then he managed to put him to sleep at halftime.
Yes, that's exactly right. And obviously you missed Tyson Frizzell. Now, I did mention yesterday that Tyson had a particularly nasty injury, and I was trying to explain it away without getting too graphic. And, well, the best I could come up with was this, that this is Tyson Frizzell in an interview prior to the injury.
Apart from winning, we've had a lot of enjoyment, you know, away from the field.
And this is Tyson Frizzell after the injury.
Apart from winning, we've had a lot of enjoyment.
Yeah, so it's going to be a long recovery for poor old Tyson. And I'd imagine ice would be the name of the game at his place right now, without any doubt. But anyway,
I'd imagine there'd be a few more Dragons speaking like that this morning after we got a hold of them last night, too.
Yes, that's all right. All right. So, we picked them, Solid, you and I, on the Rabbits. Good start for us. Obviously, Gov, you stuck solid with your team, and that's good. The Dragons, though, not being able to get up there. Righto, let's have a look at the next few games. The Raiders and the Storm, they kick off 5 o'clock tonight. That'll be at GIO Stadium. And the Raiders, with a good win last week, the Storm also. So, which way is this one going to go, Gov?
Yeah, well, look, this is going to be an absolute cracker to kick off Friday. I don't know whether the Titans offered a lot of resistance last weekend to the Raiders at home. So, tough game. Raiders, I think, are 4 from 5 at home against the Storm. So, the Storm don't seem to be a bogey side for them. So, it's going to be a really good game. I'm going to go the Storm only because of the fact that they had a good win last week. But, yeah, tough gig.
All right. So, do you agree with that, Solid?
Yeah, exactly. I don't think the Titans did offer enough against the Raiders last week. Storm were really good against the Broncos, so I'm going to go at the Storm. They'll be too good for the Raiders.
Look, as much as I was giving it to him earlier this morning, I won't be putting the mocker on the Raiders. I can't tip them either. I will also be on the Storm, and I think they'll do it quite comfortably. The Broncos will take on the Cowboys. This is always a fantastic clash. We've had some classics over the years, and we're gearing up for another one with Michael Morgan these days steering the ship for the Cowboys, getting the stamp of approval from JT overnight. Which way is this one going to go at the Broncos' home ground, the Suncorp Stadium, Solid?
Yeah, the Broncos played okay last week. The Cowboys are pretty slow to get going, but once they got going against the Dragons last week, they were pretty good, and I think they'll continue on. I think the Cowboys will be too good for the Broncos.
Do you agree with that, Gov?
Yeah, Kahu and Maguire make their debuts against the old team this weekend at Suncorp Stadium. Going to be a great clash. And as you alluded to, yeah, I think there's only been 2 points in most of their games, so it's going to be an absolute cracker. I think the Broncos will try and get them out wide. I don't think they'll try and go up the middle because the Cowboys forwards show that they were fairly strong last week. I'm going to go the Cowboys in another tight one.
Yeah, I'm on the Cowboys as well. Jason Tamalolo, what a performance he put in last weekend. He does half that work. He will make sure that the Cowboys will be in the winner's circle once again. The Sharks and the Titans at Shark Park Saturday afternoon, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The Titans looked absolutely woeful, solid. Can they bounce back against the Sharks?
Yeah, I'd certainly hope so, but I think they're without their Halsey, and Ash Taylor's not playing again this week, they're saying. So
no.
They really missed him last week, and it all fell on AJ Brimson's shoulders when Tyrone Roberts went off early. Sharks, they'd be very disappointed with their performance last week. I thought they'd be too good, but they got rolled. So I'm going to go with the Sharks to get back up over the Titans this week.
I agree with that. Gov, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, they did have dramas in the halves of Titans, but I see Riley Jackson, also Brimson, pairing up there. So probably not a bad combination. Might take a while to get going, but yeah, Sharks for me at home.
All right, then we get into the second half of the round. The Knights, Panthers, McDonald Jones Stadium, Saturday afternoon, 4:30. The Knights, wow, they fired up the home crowd there last weekend. They'll be at home again. Kalen Ponga, Mitchell Pearce, all looking the goods. Big Edric Lee striding out with an intercept try. It was an absolute beauty. And the Panthers just looked like they forgotten that it was round one. I don't know. But anyway, which way are you going on this one, Gov?
Yeah, well, after all Gus's buying and shuffling and moving pawn pieces here, then everywhere, and kings and queens, Panthers didn't produce much last week. I expect that they'll be a much better outfit this week. They are travelling, but yeah, can't take it away from the Knights. They played well. They're at home. They'll be packed to the rafters. You've got to go with the Knights.
Yeah, me too. Solid?
Yeah, me too. I'm going to go with the Knights. I think at home, they'll fill that stadium. It'll really give them enough the home ground advantage to get up over the Panthers.
All right, all three of us on the Knights, so that's the end of them. So that's fantastic. We finished their run early. Oh, dear. Why do we do it to them? Okay, the Seagulls take on the Roosters at Lotto Land, Saturday night, 6:35. The Roosters, they were shocked by the Rabbits last weekend. The Premiers from last year just didn't look quite the same team, but you'd have to think they're going to bounce back, and probably the Seagulls will be the team to do it after they got flogged by the Tigers. So what do you reckon, Gov?
Yeah. Look, I think the Seagulls picked a bad week to run into the Roosters after they got beaten last week, so it's going to be a tough gig. I think Desi Hazard will probably tearing a few more doors off the stadium there, so yeah, Roosters for me.
Roosters, solid?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Roosters. They'll be sporting after getting beaten last week. The Eagles were woeful. They had nothing to offer against the Tigers, so I'll go with the Roosters to put plenty on them.
Yeah, Denkham. I mean, talk about paying overs. Daily Cherry Evans. Gee whiz. Anyway, the Bulldogs take on the Eels. This match of the round, of course, coming up at ANZ Stadium Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. So much so, one of the referees, I've never even heard of him, Ziggy Preslaska Adamaski. They've pulled him up from somewhere. I think he was doing SG Ball last weekend. But nobody else wants to do this game when they fall asleep halfway through it. So which way are we? I'm going to go the Eels this time. I tipped against them as solid number two last weekend. I was against them, but I'm going to jump back on the bandwagon and say that they're going to beat the Doggies because they were even worse. Solid, are you with the boys again?
Mate, that's why I'm there. You know, I'm always supporting the Eels. I support them. I'll be all over them again this week, mate. They destroyed the Panthers last week. They'll destroy the Bulldogs this week. Although the one thing against them is you've now tipped them, so we could be in strife.
It's possible. I was thinking I'd tip against them every week now, see how they go. I end up top four if I keep doing that. But fair dinkum. I mean, that's one of the best ever, Gov. Can you tip against the boys this week? What are you doing, on the Bulldogs or the Eels?
Oh, look, that referee, I think he was a reserve grade soccer player in Russia somewhere along the line. I think I've seen his name there, one of the team lists.
Unbelievable.
I'm going to jump on board with you guys. I'm going to go to Eels. They're on fire. So
jeez. Well, it's over. We're gone. It's done.
We've got the red V curse on us now.
Fair dinkum. All right. And the Tigers and the Warriors, final game of the round. Unfortunately, not Monday night, but it is Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock. Campbelltown Sports Stadium will be coming alive there as Benji Marshall and Robbie Farah. Well, can they do it again? Look, they weren't up against much opposition last weekend. The Warriors looked pretty good, thumping the Dogs 40-6, but again, not up against much opposition. So both of these teams will get a real good workout. I never like the Warriors when they're travelling, so I'm on the Tigers. What do you reckon, Solid?
Yeah, I'll go with the Tigers as well, mate. I don't like them when they have to travel over, but they may prove us wrong this weekend. But yeah, no, I'll go with the Tigers.
All right, Gov?
Yeah, look, it's a tough gig. I'd like to go the Warriors, but they've got to get in an aeroplane, so I'm going to go the Tigers as well.
All right. Now, what's happening locally this weekend, Solid?
Yeah, Toowoomba Rugby League celebrating 100 years. It kicks off this weekend. Battle of the South between the Warwick Cowboys and Waddles Warriors. That'll be a great game. And the two clubs that are both 100 years old, Valleys and Brothers, are going to kick off Saturday night at 6:30 with another fantastic match. And then Pittsworth Derby on Saturday as well. So a lot of the games are getting away on Saturday, which would be good. And then on Sunday, all the action's out at Gold Park. It's starting at 12 o'clock. And we'll have the Mustangs, the Western Mustangs, taking on the Sunshine Coast Falcons in the under-18s. And then at 2 o'clock, the under-20s, the Mustangs take on the Falcons. So, great game, great weekend of rugby league back on the downs.
Cannot wait. All right, thank you, boys. And we'll talk again next Friday morning in the Smelly Boot.
Go the diehards.
Triple M's Discover the Downs. A roundup of what's happening across our region this weekend.
All right, kicking off tonight, and Kinky Boots, that has been a absolutely phenomenally successful musical, and don't forget, the Empire Theatre has had all of those wonderful renovations, some $6 million worth, the performances tonight, tomorrow, and into Sunday there. It'll be absolutely sensational, the first one tonight at 7:30, so should be a great night there. There's a free open-air cinema, which is happening tonight as well at Newtown Park in Taylor Street, under the stars. You can check out one of Australia's favourite films, Red Dog. And if you haven't seen it, it is certainly worth grabbing the family and going along for that. Tomorrow afternoon from 2 o'clock, it's all going to come alive at the Stanthorpe Showgrounds for the Sounds from the Vine. Some great Aussie acts, including James Rain, Baby Animals, and Rose Tattoo will be there performing. It should be an absolute cracker. Also, Neil's Parts Australia is hosting the Country Music Rush at the Oakey Cultural Centre, kicking off at 8:30 both tomorrow and Sunday. The Highfields book sale is on, and that's this weekend. You can go along from 8 o'clock until 2 o'clock, or 8 o'clock till 4 o'clock, I should say, tomorrow, and 8 till 2 on Sunday. And that happens at the Highfields Fitness and Rec Centre. The Newtown State School Fete is on tomorrow from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. Major fundraiser. They're trying to raise funds for more shade and cooling within the school at the Newtown State School there, 24 Albert Street. And lots of fun, including Dunk the Teacher. That, I'm sure, is going to be popular in the Batmobile, along with Batman, likely to make an appearance as well. The Queensland State Rose Garden are hosting tours on Sunday, and that happens between 10 and 11 a.m. at the Rose Cottage. Just pop along there and you can be a part of one of those tours. If you want some more information on what we talk about in Discover the Downs, head to our website, triplem.com.au, for all the details. It's 18 past 8. You're with Lee for breakfast. Well, my favourite time of the week, as we get to talk about my favourite thing, food around our region. And, well, Kristen O'Brien from Dine Darling Downs, certainly plenty to talk about, and plenty if you happen to like your food a little bit spicy. Good morning.
Good morning, Lee. You know, I do like spicy food, and with that in mind, I'd like to recommend a visit to Ice and Spice Indian Restaurant. So they're in North Toowoomba, and, you know, this little restaurant, it's hidden away in Northland Shopping Centre, but it seriously gets rave reviews. So I've tried it myself. Probably my favourite dish on their menu is the chicken tikka masala, but they also make a really nice mild lamb curry. That's, you know, if you don't like your curries too spicy, and if you are a hot, spicy fan, yes, then the prawn madras, it's definitely one to try, but, you know, make sure you've got lots of water handy.
Or a good rater, the yogurt, banana, milk, those things better to cool down the chili in your mouth than the water. But I might have to go, and I haven't tried Ice and Spice yet, so you've tempted me there.
Secret spot, actually, but it gets rave reviews on TripAdvisor. Wow. They have received some excellent awards, and it is hidden away. It's not overly fancy. It's just absolutely lovely. The food is really authentic, and yeah, I love it.
That sounds great. I want to try that prawn madras. That sounds beautiful. Mm. All right, Sunday afternoons, they're the time to relax. What have you got for us?
Well, I think Sunday afternoons are for relaxing, and this Sunday you can do just that with some cool tunes in the garden at Kingfisher Cafe in Spring Street. Maybe you know, lunch, a glass of wine under a shady tree, or coffee and a slice of cake from their cabinet. They really make some amazing cakes in-house. And whilst you're enjoying this, you can listen to some delightful music by solo artist Courtney Feldman. It's a great way just to chill with family and friends on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, Courtney's really good too. She was at a function I was at last year and absolutely brilliant. So recommend that. And Kingfisher Cafe has always been a favourite. And, well, we've got a big night coming up on Saturday night at the Cow.
That's right. The boys are coming to town this weekend, and that's the Cowboys, of course. Three of their star players are hosting a special fundraiser this Saturday. We touched on this last weekend, Lee, and I know that you are comparing this event. It's at the Spotted Cow. It's to help raise much-needed funds for our farmers in North Queensland that have been affected by the flood. So Jake Granville, the captain, Michael Morgan, and Gavin Cooper will be here. There are still a few tickets left, so if you want to get along, see the Cowboys or three of their star players, raise some money for our farmers, then contact the Spotted Cow today for details.
It's an extraordinary story. This Sisters of the North, the charity that was set up in Cloncurry, the work that they're doing to help out not only the farmers but also the small businesses in the regions that were affected is absolutely extraordinary. And we're also going to have another special guest on the night, Bridget Adams. You know her from things like the Great Southeast and Queensland Weekender and so
awesome.
Forth. She's absolutely amazing and well and truly knows all about it. Her husband, of course, famous for the Ilfracombe pub and areas out that way. So it's going to be a fantastic night. Grab your tickets. Kristen, thank you again for talking all things food. And don't forget to catch up with everything that's happening with Dine Darling Downs at their website and Facebook page. And we'll talk again next Friday.
Thanks, Lee. Chat then.
You cannot be serious!
Yes, I'm serious. And scientists in China have cloned what they call the Sherlock Holmes of police dogs in a bid to cut training times and costs. Scientists took DNA from a 7-year-old female who's won a series of awards for helping to crack multiple cases and created a puppy. The wolf dog is China's first ever police dog clone. After 6 months, she'll start extensive training in drug detection, crowd control and security, or evidence detection. South Korean scientists were in fact the first to create the world's first clone dog in 2005. 2 years later, the country began employing cloned Labrador retrievers to detect drugs for the customs service, and Barbara Streisand caused a stir a few years ago when she admitted to cloning her favourite dog twice and her husband once. And if you're heading into the office this morning and the first thing you do is reach into the cupboard to get a cup for a brew, you might want to reconsider. According to a horrifying study, there might be even more to worry about than if Steve from accounts remembered to get milk when it comes to your lovely morning cuppa. Research by Total Jobs suggests 1 in 5 office mugs contains fecal matter because 25% of people don't wash their hands after going to the loo at work. Oh, and your mug isn't the only disgusting thing in the office. Yes, it's the people who don't wash their hands. Anyway, according to the study, the average office desk has up to 400 times more bacteria than a toilet seat. So whatever you do, don't eat at your desk, and certainly don't chew that office pen.
You cannot be serious!
The shows, the stars, the glamour, the big wins, and the occasional fail. It's all in Lee's Entertainment Report on the Darling Downs 864 Triple M.
It was one of the most iconic movies of the 1990s, and it very nearly got a sequel. Released in 1994, Forrest Gump was a massive critical and commercial success. It earned over $650 million at the box office and scored a slew of Academy Awards, including Best Actor for Tom Hanks. With the original film based on a novel by Winston Groom, director Robert Zemeckis was in luck. In 1995, Groom wrote a second Gump novel, meaning there was source for a sequel. So, with the working title Gump & Co., the story would pick up in the 1980s. And it wasn't going to be pretty, with the film starting with Gump's son having AIDS. And there would have been some pretty bizarre moments, with Gump apparently popping up in the back of O.J. Simpson's white Bronco during the much-televised police car chase. Gump would also become a ballroom dancer, dancing with Princess Diana before her 1997 death. And there would have also been a scene involving the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing. And the reason the project never got off the ground? Well, the whole thing was presented to Tom Hanks and co. on the 9th of September 2001, with everybody agreeing that America didn't need a film like this at this time. And I'm not sure that we need a film like this at any time, but Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventures 3 is going to happen. And we know it's true because the stars of the film, Keanu Reeves and Alex Winters, made the announcement via social media.
We want to say thank you to you, the fans.
We do.
Because it looks like we might
actually,
hopefully,
make a movie this summer.
Bill and Ted 3.
Face the Music.
Yes.
And it is all because of you guys, and so we owe you a huge debt of gratitude. We wanted to say thank you.
Thank you.
And be excellent.
Be excellent.
Bill and Ted 3 Face the Music will be in cinemas in 2020. And he's the musical genius involved in the Beatles' Abbey Road and Let It Be and Pink Floyd's The Dark Side of the Moon before starting his own musical project and having the mega hit Eye in the Sky.
I am the eye in the sky, looking at you. I can read your mind.
And for the first time in 15 years, Alan Parsons has released some new music. The new album is called The Secret, and the new single is I Can't Get There From Here.
I can't get there from here, and you can't get here from there.
And that's the latest.